I told you, I warned you, this woman is really something. I'll tell you a little bit about her history. Dr. Christine Horner was a surgeon, general surgeon, and specializing in reconstructive breast surgery when her mother got breast cancer. At that point, she felt, and they worked with the mother, they did everything traditional, and they felt they got it. A few years later, it came back. It came back in the other breast. And again, they did everything correctly, did according to allopathic medicine, and they got it. It should have never come back. A few years later, it came back as a secondary metastasis in the leg. And the mother looked up and said, I don't really want this. I don't want to fight this fight anymore. And she lived her life, but a few months later died. And Christine Horner talks about how that totally rocked her world. What could she have done? There was, and she knew very directly, she was spokesperson for the Cancer Society. She knew there was nothing to be done other than the traditional approach, medical approach. So with that in mind, she went to research and started looking up alternative approaches to preventive prevention of breast cancer. And what she found were thousands upon thousands of studies published in PubMed about herbals, about food, about lifestyle changes. We know that just exercise reduced the risk by 40%. And those who exercise, we're talking about a brisk walk during chemo, extend their life and have reduced reoccurrence. We're talking about the herbs that she spoke about, and lifestyle changes, right down to meditation, right down. And she said, why didn't I know this when my mother was ill? And she said she stopped her practice in the way that it existed and started studying. She said she was 12 hours a day studying PubMed and putting together the research that she regretted she did not have when her mother was ill. And she put together this book called Waking the Warrior Goddess, Harnessing the Power of Nature and Natural Medicine to Achieve Extraordinary Health. And it's, there is a focus on breast health, but it has to deal, it deals with extraordinary health on all levels. And that is the premium today, but also an hour, 15-minute long interview with Christine. And as you can see, she is really something. Keeping up with her in her mind, her energy, her focus, and her positiveness in relationship to working with people, working with disease, preventing disease, and or putting disease into remission. It was an hour and 15-minute interview. The two together, the book and the interview, and this interview is exclusive for WBAI, just like the last talk she gave. The last talk was exclusive to WBAI. That's my premium. It's $100, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and the exclusive interview for $100, a very powerful gift. Actually, it is priceless in what it gives you in relationship to health, knowledge, and understanding. See, when we're making life-changing decisions, we want to have all the information. We don't want to have just a little piece of information. We want to have all the information. Just like a Dr. Brock works with holistic medicine. He's an oncologist, works specifically in breast cancer. He says that he has a 30% higher survival rate and reduced reoccurrence in people who work with traditional as well in his practice, as well as utilizing this multitude of holistic dietary exercise lifestyle changes. You know, it's not one or the other. You don't have to make that choice. What you do is you learn, you study, you seek, and you incorporate multiple lifestyle and life choices. But you can only do that with education. You can only do that with understanding. Because I'll tell you something, if you think your oncologist is going to share this information with you, the higher rate of survival using turmeric, how you can enhance that higher rate of survival using green tea with your turmeric, how coffee enhances your rate of survival and reduces your risk for getting breast cancer, you are in for a big surprise. As a matter of fact, many of the oncologists will say, do not take vitamins, do not take minerals, do not eat fresh vegetables or fresh fruit. I've heard that before with my patients when they walk in the door. And yet that's completely contrary to the literature and what is available in the literature. So I would like you to call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And seriously, avail yourself. Take advantage of this premium. It is excellent. Excellent for your health, for your sense of well-being. When you're informed, your whole sense of well-being shifts. And the pleasure of this lecture that I'm giving you, but also the pleasure of reading this book, you know, each, as a result of her, Dr. Horner's research, she's done a lot of studying and a lot of work now with Ayurveda. Ayurveda is a 3,000-year-old history of Indian medicine. And so mixed in with the case studies and with the research is Ayurveda mixed in from poems, which are just beautiful, to expressions, to ways of looking at life. And then you have the scientific studies behind it that really do support. The science supports the historical medicine more and more every single day. We're finding out that the science supports the historical medicine. And it's such a pleasure to see so much more knowledge accruing. The number to call, 516-620-3602, Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, Harnessing the Power of Nature and Natural Medicines to Achieve Extraordinary Health. And this book is your guideline. Now, there are some very important myths that we carry with us in relationship to breast cancer. One is that the causes of breast cancer are unknown. That is a myth. We do know the causes of breast cancer. When we look at traditional societies that have very, very low risk of breast cancer, then we bring those people, or those people migrate to the States and they live a traditional American lifestyle. And then within one generation, their risk factor equals ours. If it was genetic and they just had genetic immunity to breast cancer, their risk factor would remain the same. But no, it's what we're dealing with is the majority, 95% of breast cancers and prostate cancers. Guys, you're not out of this picture. You're right in here. And understand that what causes breast cancer and what causes prostate cancer overlap. They're both hormone-regulated cancers and colon cancer. Whenever you're dealing with breast, you also the same factors are prostate and very similar factors are prostate and colon. But so what we're dealing with is that these indigenous cultures don't have an innate immunity. They have what we call epigenetics, an effect of our environment on genetic expression. And that's what we've been talking about so far today. So we do understand the causes of breast cancer, and we know how to prevent it. And even in cases with women with the BRCA gene, what happens is we can reduce their risk by 70% plus. And there are some things that Dr. Horner says specifically are more preventive in women with the BRCA gene, the breast cancer mutation gene, than even in just the general public. But understand, that's less than 5% of the cancers. Although it made headlines and it created fear and apprehension in women across the country, across the world, that's less than 5% of the cancers. And there are things we can do also. So the premium is Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, plus an exclusive interview for WBAI, a CD, an hour and 15 minutes long. You will not hear this anywhere else. This is exclusive for WBAI. And talking about risk factors and prevention and changing the odds if you do have breast cancer, but also screening and how some of the standard screening methods that we use today are dangerous and increase the odds of getting a more aggressive breast cancer. So this is all explained and outlined very carefully in the book Waking the Warrior Goddess. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Get this book. If you know someone that's had breast cancer, get this book. It will help. Even though it's gone right now, by doing preventive measures, it will help their survival. If you know someone that family maybe has a history of breast cancer, get this book. Share it with them. Share this book with your community. Get this book. Support WBAI. Listen to the CD in your book clubs, in your groups. This book is life-changing. The information available in this book is life-changing. The number to call, 516-620-3602. And the information you hear on WBAI is life-changing. So call in, support WBAI, support the program, support this program, Take Charge of Your Health, and support yourself and your own health. Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, harnessing the power of nature and natural medicines to achieve extraordinary health. The number to call, 516-620-3602. And with the book, you will receive an hour and 15 minute long CD of an exclusive interview that I held just for the audience of WBAI. We're going to listen to a little bit of that, but I really want to see that you're calling, that you're taking advantage of this, and more important than anything, You're supporting WBAI and supporting this program, but supporting WBAI. We deserve it. The number to call, 516-620-3602. And there are more very commonly held myths that are just burst in this book, Waking the Warrior Goddess. One, most women who are diagnosed with breast cancer have a family history of breast cancer. That's not always the case. Very often, because what we're dealing with is epigenetics, that is not often the case, not always the case, that our risks are changing. They're changing by our life, our lifestyle, our exercise habits, by the foods we eat, and by the amount of sleep we get. Very important. The amount of sleep we get and the times that we go to bed. The times we go to bed influence our risk of breast cancer. We know that night shift workers, women who work night shift, have a 50% increase in breast cancer risk. But did you know that if you go to bed after 12, after 1 o'clock, we have the exact same risk factor? That going to bed by 10 reduces that risk factor? How? It increases the release of melatonin, sleeping in a dark room. And so we add up piece by piece factors that reduce our risk, and working together with them, they exponentially, they multiply. They don't add together 50%, 10%. They multiply each other. Using turmeric with green tea increases the activity of green tea 8 times. And we know that green tea works with the cells and reduces replication of cancer cells, as well as works with the liver. So all of this and so much more is in the book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, a harnessing the power of nature and natural medicines to achieve extraordinary health, by Dr. Christine Horner. The number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Call up. Support WBAI and take advantage of this premium. This premium is excellent. It is the winner of the award for Best Book in Medicine, Nutrition, and Health. Powerful book. Very good reading. Page turner. And every single page of this book can enhance your health. And more than that, with the understandings in this book, you can take this book to your oncologist, to your doctor, and get support for the therapies that you're choosing to use. Do you know that most women are told by their oncologist not to take supplements? And do you know that 80% of them still do? Get a direction. Get direction on what to take, what to eat, that can enhance the therapies that you've chosen to work with. The number to call, 516-620-3602. I would love to hear that a group of women have purchased this book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and are reading it in their book club. And it would be such a pleasure if they listen to the CD first, an hour and 15 minutes. Now, the information in the CD is not exactly the information in the book. The information in the book goes into a different level of depth with studies behind each chapter, each statement, explaining and directing. The information on the CD is actually a little more clinical, but not difficult to understand. talking about her experience working with patients, talking about how she learned to use flax seeds in her practice and the research that she found that support the use of flax seeds, talking about it just goes on and on. We're going to be listening to it shortly. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And call, support WBAI. Support this program. Support your own personal health. And support your understanding when it comes, before it comes time to make choices in your life, so that the choices you make are not from behind, they're in creation rather than trying to undo something. The number to call, 516-620-3602, and you can get the premium Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, plus an exclusive WBAI interview, an hour and 15 minutes, speaking with Dr. Horner on her experience. Dr. Horner is a surgeon who specialized in breast reconstructive surgery. She was spokesperson for the American Cancer Society. And now she has come about, after a personal tragedy, to do the research, to sort through thousands of studies and understand how lifestyle influences genetics and influences health. I think I would love to go back, or actually go into the interview in just a couple of minutes, and so you can hear a little bit about what I'm speaking about. You heard it with the first talk, but I think we're going to start. What do you think? Yep, I think we're ready. What do you think? Here we go. 516-620-3602. Please get this book. Please support WBAI. We deserve it. Hello, this is a special edition of Take Charge of Your Health, and I'm speaking with Dr. Christine Horner, the author of Waking the Warrior Goddess, Harnessing the Power of Nature and Natural Medicines to Achieve Extraordinary Health. And we will be speaking with her for the next hour. So, Dr. Horner, welcome to this show.
Oh, thank you so much. My pleasure to be with you.
Now, I understand that you are a plastic surgeon as well as a surgeon. So how did you go about to, in your odyssey, to develop this book? It's completely holistic with a total encompassing view of health, of the body, of life, and spirit. That's usually not something we associate with a plastic surgeon. Could you tell us a little?
Sure. So, you know, I always actually had an interest kind of in holistic medicine, but when you go through the Western training, you can see, you know, get how that just gets thrown out the window because, you know, you're working 100 to 120 hours a week and all the studies that go on and on and on. So, actually, I went through a general surgery training. I'm board certified in general surgery and then did a plastic surgery training and then board certified in plastic surgery. So I started my practice in 1991, and I had a special interest in breast cancer patients because my mother had been one of them. Okay?
Perfect.
So my mother had been one of the breast cancer patients. In fact, she was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was in college a million years ago. And the tumor was small, so they did a mastectomy. She did not have to have any additional treatment from that. She did great until about 13 years later when she developed a tumor on the opposite side. And this time, of course, it was caught early again because she was being checked on a regular basis because of her history. And so, again, less than 1 centimeter. There was no lymph node metastasis, and all of her tumor markers were favorable, so we thought she was going to do equally well. But in fact, about 5 years after that, she suddenly developed a metastasis to her leg bone, the femur. And when that happened, she just gave up. And so she died within about 9 months. And that really rocked my world because I had gotten real involved with breast cancer because of her. I was working with the American Cancer Society. I was a spokesperson for breast cancer issues and was taught to say that we don't know what causes breast cancer. We have no known cure. And the best thing that women can do are mammograms and breast exams in the hopes of catching it early. And that's how we're going to save lives. Well, that's exactly what my mom did, and it didn't work for her. And then in my practice, I was watching my breast cancer patients become younger and younger and younger, and finally, I was doing breast reconstruction on women in their 20s.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, something is way wrong with this picture here. So I went through the medical literature, all the research, you know, just looking to see what I could find. And back then, you know, we're probably talking a good, you know, 10 years or more ago, I started looking, and I didn't know what I was going to find because I thought most research was sponsored by pharmaceutical companies, but in fact, what I did find was thousands of studies that show exactly why we have a breast cancer epidemic and prostate cancer and colon cancer and heart disease and ill health in general. All the things that we're doing to contribute to it and the things that we traditionally don't do in this culture that are highly protective. And they were all natural. So foods, lifestyle choices, diets, and so forth. And these are all the things that I was taught didn't really matter in my medical training. I never had a class in nutrition. And here it was, you know, right there in the medical literature that there was huge statistical data showing the influence. So that really kind of started me in the realm of natural health. I ended up just kind of serendipitously meeting someone who was knowledgeable about the system of medicine called Ayurveda. So Ayurveda is the traditional system of medicine from India. Ayur means life and Veda means knowledge. So it literally means the knowledge of life. And it teaches us about all the different, we call them natural laws that govern us as human beings. So we know we have to sleep or we don't do very well. We know we have to eat or we don't do very well. But there's actually hundreds of different recommendations as far as laws that govern us as human beings that if we follow them, it induces balance into our body and enlivens our body's inner healing intelligence. If we violate those laws, then we end up creating imbalances and obstructing our body's inner healing intelligence, and that's what begins disease. So I got certified, actually, in Ayurveda, and my book has kind of framed in the system of Ayurveda to explain all the research so that it makes sense. And that's where the title comes from, too. So Waking the Warrior Goddess is talking about enlivening your body's inner healing intelligence.
Well, when I started and I received your book, I said, well, let me just go through and pull out a little pertinent point from, you know, this chapter and that chapter and here. And I found I was copying the whole page. Because I found this book, first of all, I'm going to tell you, first of all, it's beautiful. It's very beautifully written, and it just touches you. But second of all, it's just packed full of scientific information that I can take with me or I can share with my patients and enhance their health and their lives. It is quite, it's so well done. I was actually surprised to find it. So I want to compliment
you. It actually won the best health book of the year, in health, medicine, and nutrition, in 2006. So, and I'm just finishing an updated, revised version of it, which is going to be coming out in October. And because there's just been an explosion of research in the last, you know, few years. So I've added quite a bit of information, and that'll be, as I said, be coming out in October.
Well, I would, first of all, when your book comes out in October, I'd love to interview you. But I would like to just go through some of what you have here that's so wonderful. And I'd like to go through some common breast cancer myths. You know, one is the causes of breast cancer are unknown. We all hear that, right. Except for the BRCA. And what is the BRCA? 3 to 5% or the gene that predetermines breast cancer. So,
So actually, you know, what they found, like you just said, only about 3 to 5% of breast cancers are considered the genetic kind, and the BRCA is the BRCA or breast cancer gene, and it governs a tumor suppression gene, actually. But the interesting thing is even if you have the BRCA1 gene mutation, there's many things that you can do as far as diet and lifestyle that will alter what your chances are. So with all the research that's being done now since we've mapped out the human genome, what's being done is everything is being tested to see what genes it can shut off or turn on and so forth. So we have this incredible detailed knowledge genetically of how foods work, supplements work, lifestyle, exercise, you know, all the effects that it has on our genome. So we found that there are things, even if you have that genetic predisposition, which women have felt like, oh, there's nothing I can do, I'm just going to get it. Well, that's not true. There's actually many things that you can do that will dramatically lower your risk of developing breast cancer, even if you have the genetic form. But that being said, the vast majority of everyone who does not have that genetic mutation, what the research shows is that in places like rural India or rural China, where they're living on the earth, they're eating from their gardens, they're getting exercise, sunshine every day, and living in social networks and just, you know, doing things where we were kind of originally designed to live that way, their incidence of breast cancer is so incredibly low that, in fact, it's the lowest, you know, that's in the entire world. So I contend that by looking and seeing what the research shows us, and of course, no surprise, you know, all the things that those people are normally doing in Asia culture and in the rural areas, not in the cities, that those are the exact same things that have tremendous protective effects from all sorts of different kinds of cancers and chronic diseases. And so our additional knowledge, which is based on certain supplements that we can take, maybe certain things like turmeric, the Indian spice, which you can take in a little bit higher form, is just pure medicine, that we should be able to get the incidence of breast cancer as low as what we see in those areas and possibly even lower with the additional knowledge we have about the various different supplements.
Well, there are statistics about Asian population women who have one of the lowest breast cancer risks in the world coming to the States.
And correct, yeah.
Can you explain that?
So that, you know, that was kind of our clue, actually, to begin with, because when we look at what we call epidemiological studies, which are studies that look at groups of people, just as you said, Asian people have very low incidence. And the question is what happens if an Asian person moves from Asia and comes to the United States, adopts our American diet and lifestyle? Well, if it's mostly genetic, we know that, you know, their risk is not going to be affected hardly at all. But if it has a lot to do with our diet and lifestyle, then we know that it's going to be affected dramatically. And that's exactly what we find. So within one generation, an Asian woman who moves here to the United States and adopts her American diet and lifestyle, her risk will match that of an American woman's. So it's just like, hello, you know, what are they doing or not doing that we're doing or not doing that's making such a big difference? And the medical research shows exactly what it is.
Can you outline that for us?
Sure. So, you know, I just did this kind of funny thing to talk about. You know, it comes in two different spectrums that we need to look at. For instance, like, what are we doing that's promoting the you know, ill health and cancers in our culture? And so we need to avoid them. And then what are the things that we need to favor because they're highly protective? So there's this wonderful little saying that says that, you know, you can't get a floor dry or mop up the floor without shutting the
without shutting the faucet. You can't mop up the floor without shutting the faucet. So she goes in to explain what are our exposures and the different toxins in our life and how to reduce the exposure and how to reduce the exposure and then what to do afterwards. And that's, I'm going to go into, it's a very interesting part of the book a very specific Ayurvedic form of detox, and which is very well explained in this book. So, this is WBAI. We're speaking with listening to Dr. Christine Horner. This is a special fun drive, and this is a special edition of Take Charge of Your Health. I will be on for 2 hours rather than the 1 hour. I hope you're sticking with me, because as you can see, there's lots of important information here for you to learn, to grow, to share with yourself, your family, your sisters, your brothers, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, because all of this applies to them also in relationship to prostate or colon cancer, and in relationship to optimal health. The book, Christine Horner is the author of the book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, by Dr. Christine Horner. This book, plus an exclusive interview for WBAI, a CD, an hour and 15 minutes long, can be yours for a donation to WBAI of $100. Waking the Warrior Goddess is Christine Horner's program to protect against and fight breast cancer. It's the winner of the award for Best Book in Medicine, Nutrition, and Health. Very important book. You know, when you're making life-changing decisions, you want to be armed with the most information that you can, the highest level of understanding that you can. This book is at that level that allows you to make decisions, make life changes, make dietary changes that changes your odds, your risks. The book can reduce risks by 80 to 90%. We know that risks of cancers are increased here in this country. And why? They're increased by our xenoestrogen exposures. They're increased by our lifestyle. They're increased by the foods we eat. They're increased by the fact that we don't exercise. They're increased significantly when we eat high carb diets or when we eat bad fat diets. That's all been measured. This is not a secret. So what Christine Horner has done is she's put the studies together for us to look at, understand, and then we can make our choices. We can, at this time, choose to do this over that and wait on that for a while. We have multiple choices, but each one, every one we take, every one we make, will enhance our health. That's Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, plus an exclusive interview for WBAI. You are just beginning to hear it. What a live, alert, bright person she is. So impressive. I literally, when our interview was done, I said, "Do you have a couple more hours?" And she just started laughing. We were laughing because there was so much information that I could learn and glean and grow with that was available, and available at her fingertips. You see how fast she's speaking? This is all right there for her. And that's also on the interview. So what I would love for you to do is support WBAI. Number one, support WBAI, because this information is not available to you on any other medium. Here, you know, unfortunately, I looked at the post this week. After getting over being so depressed and realizing that there's a 95% risk of cancer with the BRCA gene, which is what they said, I then said, let me do a little research on this, because that's not what I know. And I spoke with Dr. Christine Horner. You heard the talk. First of all, it's not a 95% risk. It's an 80% risk at 80 years old. Okay? That gives you a whole different picture, doesn't it? But within that, you know, the expression of those genes can be suppressed by up to 70-80% by correct lifestyle choices. And that's what Dr. Horner explains to you. That's what this book is about. Creating a lifestyle and a life that allows you to enhance your health. I want to say one other thing. I really learned something very important from Dr. Horner, and I'd like you to learn this too, and stick with me just a minute. She explained how estrogen receptors are not on and off. They're like volume control. And when you touch those receptors with very specific things, you can turn up the volume and blast it so that you have 1,000 replications of the single cell. Or you can turn it down. You can mute it so that when something touches those receptors, you have one replication of the same cell. Now, what does that mean to you? That means with the fewer replications, you have reduced your risk. Okay? What do we know reduces those receptors? Flax seeds. And she explains how to take them. The flax seeds you're getting in the bread, they're not working for you. You need them ground. And you don't need to buy them ground. You need them fresh ground. And you could take a half a cup of flax seeds. You're not going to get the benefit of a half a cup. The maximum benefit you get from flax seeds is 2 to 4 tablespoons. You don't need the half a cup to get the benefits of flax seeds. 2 to 4 cups. This is the type of information that you will get from this book, Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, plus the exclusive interview for WBAI, an hour and 15 minutes of listening and speaking with Dr. Horner. And that's $100 donational support to WBAI. So you get a double benefit. Nope. How do we exponentially add that up? It's more than a double benefit. And you get to support WBAI. You get this knowledge that will enhance your health, the health of your family, by hundreds of percents. What if you can get the toxins out of your house? What will that do for your children? Think about that. Okay, I want to thank a few people. And those people who have called in, the number to call, 516-620-3602. 3602. Please call in. You know, I've got the old number memorized, so this is a new one. I'm going to repeat it more and more often as the time goes on because I want you to hear it. I want it to register. And no, you know what? No waiting, no procrastinating. It's right now. Pick up the phone, support BAI. We're here for you 24/7. And we've been here for you 52 years, going on our 53rd. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Thank you, Paul Merson. Thank you for your support. I thank you, and WBAI thanks you. Mary Jean Keller, you're going to love the book. Both of you are going to love this book. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a secret. I bought 10 extra. I'm giving them to my mother, to my sister, to my cousins. That is this book they will all be receiving because it will have such a profound influence on the health of our family. You know, we have longevity genes in our family. We want those longevity genes to be healthy, long life. Joanna, thank you so much for your support. Lucina, thank you again for your support. WBAI thanks you. I thank you. Phyllis, thank you. And Brennan, we thank you very much. The number to call, 516-620-3602. And you will receive $400. You will receive the ability to support WBAI. You will receive Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner. You will receive the book plus an hour and 15 minutes long interview exclusively for WBAI. You cannot find this anywhere else. You can't go on the internet. You cannot. It is not on her website, although she's got a brilliant website, drhorner.com. You will not find it there. This is exclusive for listeners of WBAI and supporters of WBAI. That's $100. $100 to support BAI, WBAI. See, so familiar. BAI, my friend. And get the book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, Dr. Christine Horner, plus the interview, an hour and 15 minutes CD, $100. 516-620-3602. She was just starting to talk about what we can do to support our health. I'm going to talk for a few more minutes. I need more calls. I need more calls. This is a powerful premium. It's powerful on two levels. It's powerful, well, many levels. It's powerful to support your health. It's powerful to give you life choices. This is not a soundbite that talks about this woman, this absolutely wonderful, strong woman, making a decision to castrate herself, remove her breasts, and eventually remove her ovaries in order to prevent cancer. And nothing else. It doesn't explain why, how, what we can do. It just puts you into terror, which is what the Post is good at doing, which is what news bites are good at doing. No, this book gives you choices, gives you understanding, gives you choices. This interview gives you choices, gives you understanding, and how to evaluate this. Waking the Warrior Goddess. That is a true title, because we're dealing with warrior goddess. We're fighting for our health. We're fighting for the health of our families. Wake us up. We are warrior goddesses, and guess what? Proud of it. 516-620-3602 by Dr. Christine Horner, plus an exclusive interview for WBAI, hour and 15 minutes, $100. I need some more calls. I would very much like you to call in. We have quotas. WBAI has rent. WBAI works hard 24/7 to bring to you this type of information. I literally did research from the last fund drive to find the quality of premium that I've brought before you. And anybody who gets this will not be disappointed. As a matter of fact, I think you heard that. I said I was just going to read a few chapters. I was going to skim it. You know, I know a lot about breast cancer. I really understand it. I know a lot about it. I started skimming, and then I couldn't put the book down. Why? Because there is so much information here in such phrased in such a way that enhances my understanding and how I can share this with my patients and with other people and with my family to enhance their life and health. The number is 516-620-3602. Do you think we could go back to Dr. Horner, I just want to tease you a little bit and show you how wonderful this talk is. Here we go.
Good principle where, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I took this herb, I did this, and it didn't do anything. And it's like, well, because you didn't change, you know, all the things that you were, all the garbage you were putting into your body and all the toxins, then things, herbs, supplements can't work very well if you're loaded up and continue to load yourself up with all these horrible toxins. So the first thing to do is to stop doing the things that we know that are big promoters. Now, the classical American diet and lifestyle is something that is a recipe for disaster and all these different kinds of cancers. And so if we do surveys and we say, okay, so what's the typical American consumer eat, you know, every day? Not surprisingly, it's fast foods. You know, we're this big fast food nation here. Excellent book. And so what we find in that meal is if you go through every component that's in that meal from, let's, you know, we're calling it a burger, but it's more like an industrialized product, you know, the pink slime and all the stuff that they add to it, but the red meat itself, you know, is something that we know is one of the largest contributors to breast, prostate, and colon cancer. So women who consume the most red meat, particularly if it's grilled or well done, because new carcinogens are formed when you cook meats at high temperatures, but what the research shows is that they can have up to a 400% increased risk of breast cancer. Now, you put that burger in a bun, and it's a white bun, right, stripped of every nutrient, every piece of fiber, and now it's a refined carbohydrate, and when we consume sugar and refined carbohydrates, they go absorb into our system very rapidly and cause a spike in our blood glucose levels, and that's real bad when it comes to cancers because that's the preferred food for cancer. So the more sugar and refined carbohydrates that you can consume, the faster the cancers are going to grow. And there's plenty of studies that show that if they look at populations of people that eat high carbohydrate meals versus low carbohydrate, that the incidence of breast cancer is about twice as high in those individuals. The other thing is, you know, if you look into this meal, is you've got the number one vegetable consumed by Americans, French fries. You know, I'm like, well, the Mayans ate 1,200 different plants and we eat one. Gee, why are we sick, right? So French fries, you know, is not exactly a healthy vegetable for us to consume, and they fry it in deep fat, which now they're changing some of it, but it was done with trans fats, which are man-manipulated fats. Mm-hmm. Right, where they add the hydrogen ions, and that helps it to get crispier and increases the shelf life. But now what the research has shown is that even there's no safe level of trans fats because they're such powerful promoters of inflammation and of oxygen-free radicals in our body. And so it dramatically increases the risk of heart disease and, you know, various different kinds of cancers. And then, you know, your options, the sugary sodas, so colas, you know, we're getting just the most horrible research is coming out as far as, you know, the, well, it's good research, but, you know, horrible findings about drinking soda and colas in particular, where, you know, you have like two a week, it increases your risk of pancreatic cancer, metabolic syndrome, and so forth. Plus, it's, you know, kind of a sugar delivery device, and definitely increasing the obesity, you know, epidemic. The milkshake, you know, they use conventional dairy, and conventional dairy is injected with recombinant bovine growth hormone, which causes the cows to produce more milk and get bigger. That works, but there's a lot of problems associated with it, and the worst one is that when you inject a cow with RBGH, it will produce something called insulin-like growth factor, or IGF-1. So that concentrates in the milk, and when you're eating any kind of conventional dairy, from the milkshakes to, you know, things we traditionally think of being healthier, like cottage cheese or yogurt, you know, of course, ice cream and so forth, if it's not organic, then it's high in the IGF-1. And there's certain studies that have shown that there's nothing that increases our risk more of breast and prostate cancer than high levels of IGF-1. So women who have the highest levels of IGF-1 in their body have a 700% increased risk of breast cancer, and men have a 400% increased risk of prostate cancer. So you can just see, like, the everything that we kind of traditionally eat in this culture are things that are really fueling not only breast but prostate and colon cancer. Those are very similar tumors. They're called hormonal tumors, and they share the same risk factors and also the same things that help to protect against them. So what we really need to do then is radically change, you know, where we've gotten completely off base about the types of foods that really nourish our bodies rather than just kind of putting in empty calories that are really nutrient depleted and promote inflammation and all sorts of problems. But, you know, so a plant-based diet is the diet that research consistently shows is the healthiest form of a diet that we can possibly have. So eating as many plants as you can possibly get in. The United States government, you know, has come out with these new nutritional guidelines that is certainly recognizing that the more vegetables, organic again, because we don't want to have any pesticides and residues there, but, you know, organically fresh as you can get it, plants, so we're talking vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and that's just really the thing that's going to create the very best health.
We're speaking with Dr. Christine Horner, and we're reviewing the book and some of the information, but it's so chock full of information, we will just be touching on it. In her book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and how we each have a warrior goddess in each of us, and it's a program to protect and fight breast cancer, harnessing the power of nature and natural medicines to achieve extraordinary health. And it's quite an exciting book. Now, many of us, you know, we become involved with this after we get a diagnosis.
That's right.
Either they see something on a mammography and go in for a biopsy, and we have a couple of weeks of total terror while we're waiting for the diagnosis. And some of us then, about only 20%, after we've gone through that trauma, about 20% of us find a positive in terms of breast cancer. So can you explain a little bit about that process from the moment supposedly there's an identification on a mammography to the point where now we're in the hands of an oncologist? The oncologists say eat no soy, eat no beans, and even limit vegetables and fruit intake. At least that's what I've heard from many of my patients. And we're in a position of working with someone we trust, but yet we don't trust the advice. Can you explain some of that to us, please? I know it's a long question.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's a really complex, you know, situation where, you know, we use mammograms. There's no question that mammograms have saved lives, but there's a lot of problems with them. So, first of all, mammograms, you know, they don't pick up all the breast cancers, so they can miss 20 to 30% of breast cancers because the breast cancer has to produce calcium in order for the mammogram to see it. So I had a patient once where entire breast was replaced by tumor, the mammogram didn't see it. So most women, they forget about that, and they think that if their mammogram's okay, they're okay. So it can actually lead to delayed diagnosis because, you know, if somebody feels something and they're like, well, my mammogram was okay, you know, then I don't have to worry about it. The other problem, as you described, is that the vast majority of areas in the breast that a mammogram will pick up that it's calling suspicious actually turns out to be completely fine. So about 80% of everything that a mammogram says looks suspicious and needs a biopsy turns out to be benign. So that means in the United States, roughly about a million breast biopsies are done every year. So 800,000 of them are unnecessary. Now, the trauma that women go through.
Oh, tremendous.
Horrible. So there was actually a study I found recently done that looked at the psychological impact of stress and, you know, having them doing testing. And so women who had to go undergo a biopsy, but it came back that it was benign, they had as much psychological disturbances on their testing 6 months later as somebody who was diagnosed with cancer. So these, you know, like false positives, as we call them, are not, you know, things.
They're not benign
because, yeah, they cause a lot of stress in people and increase medical costs and everything like that. So really, the other thing about mammograms, they use radiation, and radiation is something we know increases the risk of breast cancer. And if you use mammograms on young women, their breast tissue is more sensitive to radiation. And so now there's been some research that's come out in the past year or so, which has shown that if you do even one mammogram on somebody when they're in their 20s, they have a significant increased risk of developing breast cancer. If you do radiation imaging, so that could be CAT scans or, you know, mammograms on women who have the genetic form, the BRCA1 gene mutation, they can have up to a 90% increased risk of breast cancer from doing the imaging. So we really don't want to use something that, you know, uses a technology that actually contributes to the disease that we're trying to prevent, right? That seems kind of crazy.
But
so there's a bunch of other... Go ahead.
But other options aren't given, and that's the part that's so important, because women who have the BRCA gene are going in for regular mammographies.
I had
a patient of mine who was 27. Her mother had breast cancer at a younger age, and so she was very worried about breast cancer. From 27, every 6 months she was getting
they're going to give her breast cancer. I mean, and you can't see anything. Usually that's why they don't recommend that you have a mammogram done until you're 40 or 50 years old, because you can't see the breast tissue. It's too dense. And that's a whole other realm where they're looking at women who have, you know, dense breasts, and the mammograms will miss them, and up to 70% of those women. So there's different imaging techniques that don't use radiation and that can actually help us, you know, through seeing dense breasts and being able to evaluate women who are younger. So those include things like an ultrasound. Now, there's several different kinds of ultrasounds. We're probably beyond what this discussion is here, but there's a 3D ultrasound that's being used for women with dense breasts that's getting some really good response from it. There's the MRI scan, which the cost of it uses a magnet, so it doesn't use any radiation, but the cost of it is something that exceeds what makes it valuable as a screening test, because an average one could cost $2,500 across the United States. And then thermography, which uses an infrared picture of the breast that looks at heat and blood vessel patterns in the breast, and these are changes that we see before a tumor forms. So it's the only technology that we have where you can actually pick up physiological changes that are occurring years before you get a tumor that actually forms. And if you go in there, you know, when somebody's got some of these changes that show up on a thermogram, and you start coaching people about diet and various different nutritional supplements. Actually, I designed one called Protective Breast Formula that has 7 different nutritional supplements in one tablet: green tea, maitake mushrooms, grapeseed extract, vitamin D3, and a couple different things.
So you're hearing some of the lecture that you will receive in its entirety when you support WBAI and choose to take the premium Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner. And we've been playing little excerpts from the interview. Absolutely just amazing, filled with information, just alive, vibrant, and knowledgeable this woman is. It's just amazing. And you know what else happens? She's so empowering. And that's what it's all about. It's being empowered with information, with facts, and with direction on how to create a better life, a better lifestyle, resist disease. The number to call, 516-620-3602. The premium I've brought to the table, to WBAI, to support WBAI, is Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, plus a hour and 15 minutes exclusive interview CD with Dr. Christine Horner. You'll not hear this interview anywhere else. We spoke together, and it was, as you're hearing, it was very inspiring, very informative. As we're talking, I'm making notes. Why? Trying to keep up with her was just an experience. But in her book, the book that we spoke about in the interview, it's so beautifully written. She talks about a very specific type of detox. Now, I've had people walk in my office who said, well, they were detoxing. I've had someone faint in my office who said she was detoxing. She had fasted so much that she had become so weak, and she just fainted in my office. That's not the type of detox that pulls toxins out and enhances health at all. So she has a type of detox that's very specific, and she scientifically explains it. I looked this up. This is an ancient Ayurvedic detox. I looked it up. I read it on multiple sites. I was totally unimpressed with this detox until I read her book. It's called a Panchakama. It's called a Panchakama. And what it is a detox with fat. We all know that toxins and xenoestrogens are stored in our fats. PCBs, bisphenol A, they're all stored in our fat. So how do we get them out of our body? The PCBs, there is really no known effective way of getting these out of our body. And we know that they overstimulate hormone receptors. So what are we to do? All traditional detox really don't touch the issue. Well, her detox, not her Ayurvedic, but her way of explaining it, that literally opened my eyes and opened my mind, is through using ghee. Ghee is a butter that has been boiled for 20 minutes at a low heat, so you don't see any of the steam coming up or any of the burning. And it's been boiled, and out come the dairy proteins and out comes the water. And ghee becomes very pure. It becomes clear. It can sit on the counter. It is solid at room temperature, and you can then use it in your cooking or on raw on whatever you're eating. It's absolutely delicious. And what happens is that you fill the body in a very prescribed way with ghee, and you build the fat into the bloodstream. Now, this ghee does not aggravate or get absorbed and create cholesterol problems. And so you build it into the bloodstream, and you create a pressure gradient. And if you know from high school about a permeable membrane, if you put salt on one side and pure water, salt water on one side and pure water on the other, the pure water draws the salt until there's equal amounts of salt on both sides. Well, what this detox does, and it's very prescribed and very precise, is it builds up the fat and it draws the fat and toxins out into the bloodstream and excretes them through the bowel. And there have been studies in studies, published studies documenting that patients doing the Panchakarma had an initial rise in what they call lipid peroxidase, that is an inflammatory fat, an enzyme that goes up in the presence of oxygen-free radicals. So that's in terms of inflammation. But following the therapy, the lipid peroxidase fell below pre-treatment levels. So inflammation goes up and then goes way down. So it reduces inflammation. And it also, when tested, the PCBs, the toxins had been drawn out of the body and were not measurable when they had been measurable prior to this. For example, a the coronary arteries were dilated and increased by 80%, and the good kind of cholesterol, the HDL, increased by 75%, and total serum cholesterol decreased. So you're shifting the ratio of cholesterol. You're drawing the poisons out. You want to be going to the bowel, keeping your bowel moving, pulling them out of your body. There is no other form of detox that can get this type of results. A detox with fats. It's just amazing. You also use sesame oil, which has a, when organic, has a very high antioxidant property. Dr. Ali always talks about it and moves into the tissue and helps draw the toxins out of the cells also. So this is carefully explained in a way that makes sense. When I read it other places, I've read it before, it really didn't make sense to me. You really would like to do this detox with you, with your partner, pull toxins out. I would love for those people who are planning a pregnancy to do this detox. Pull those poisons out of your body. I would love people who possibly have an irregular diagnosis to do this detox and pull those poisons right out of the body. It's called a Panchakarma. Panchakarma, which is a very specific form of detox, a fat detox that draws toxins out of the body. The number to call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. I just want to ask you a question. Were you aware of this before? Well, then you're ahead of me, because I really didn't understand this and the power of this medicine until I picked up this book. And I told you I was going to skim it. I couldn't skim it. I had to read it. It was so powerful. The book is Waking the Warrior Goddess, and that's what she does. She wakes the warrior goddess within ourselves to fight disease and to become alive again. And that's Dr. Christine Horner. The book plus an exclusive interview for WBAI, an hour and 15 minutes. That's $100 support for WBAI. And like I said, I would very much like a group of women in church, in book clubs, buy this book, share it with each other, start. Now, the information in the CD is different from the book. Start by listening to the CD and then read the book and come back every week and discuss it. What power you have in preventive medicine and enhancing your life. The number to call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Support WBAI. Guess who walked in?
Hi, Corrine.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, this is such an exciting program. I really just cannot wait to get my hands on this book, because there are so many important issues that it covers. Walking the Warrior Goddess. Now, every woman has this warrior goddess within.
Yes.
And I believe even men have the warrior goddess within. But this is a way of awakening it. Yes. And having that power to heal our own bodies. I mean, what could be better than that? You know, and I remember doing a report almost 10 years ago when the American Medical Association was telling women, go out there and get those mammograms every year. And when I researched it, if you do a mammogram every year for 10 years, the radiation will give you breast cancer.
Oh.
And so, probably not even that many years. So it's like crazy the way that we are being advised to take care of ourselves when there's such revolutionary material available here.
Well,
it's only
documented.
A $100 pledge of support for the book and the CD and the knowledge. The knowledge is really what you want for yourself, for your mothers, for your daughters, for your sisters. If you're listening to this program right now, don't let us reach the top of the hour without you saying, yes, this is what I'm going to offer myself. This is what I'm going to offer my loved ones. And see, the beauty of this premium is because you also get the CD. So a person can sit down and be engaged and mm-hmm. understand and learn just as if, you know, they were in the room talking to Dr. Christine Horner themselves. And then the book is there as the backup for the research, for the real instructions on what you might be able to do or can do. It's just a matter of deciding that you want to change your life for the better and that you want to eliminate as much as possible this risk that, you know, is fed into our ears all the time. The media talks about we're at risk for breast cancer. The doctors talk about we're at risk for breast cancer. Anyone with breasts can be said to have a risk, I would
guess
presume.
Guess what, males?
Have also breasts and breast cancer.
And breast cancer.
So, but this gives us a chance to change our life, to empower ourselves so that we don't get to that point of manifesting that risk. So now is the time. We just got in about 3 calls in just the last 15 minutes or so. Let's triple that. We're only going to be here for another, 10 minutes, 15 minutes at the max before our next program. So make your phone call. Make that pledge, 516-620-3602. And it's really wonderful when I see someone who is so dedicated to the cause of their work, you know. So Corrine's work, you know, this is something that she does every day. She talks to people. She helps people through these processes of healing their bodies. And she understands, you know, the hormonal elements of health. She understands the nutritional elements of health. And so when she chooses a premium, I promise you that it's vibrant, it's vital, it's important, and it's got life-saving information in it. Every single premium you've brought to the air has been this way.
Thank you.
It's just so amazing the amount of commitment that you're bringing to this. Waking the warrior goddess, harnessing the power of nature and natural medicine to achieve extraordinary health. And I don't see how we could pass that up. The number is 516-620-3602. We need for you to call right now so we can reach the goal of today's program. Let's see, we just got a few more calls coming in. Let's get another 6 callers in the next 5 minutes, and we can do that because there are people there who can answer that phone when you dial 516-620-3602. You receive a book, you receive the CD with the interview, and it's a lengthy interview, and you will also receive your membership to WBAI when you make that phone call, and the number is 516-620-3602. And the more intuitive way to do this, I suppose, is when you make that phone call, you can use your credit and debit cards. But you also have the opportunity, if you prefer, to ask that you be billed and your information will be taken and you'll get an invoice in the mail. Or if you are someone who's like, maybe you want to break this up into 2 payments, you can do that as well. When you make that phone call, 516-620-3602. the most expedient and the most generous. And it's just it's an amazing thing when we recognize, when I can recognize that, yeah, we're here fundraising because we need to support WBAI. But when we can come to you with something that might actually save your health and save your life, it's very rewarding to be able to do that and to know that what's being offered is something that is truly a value and a plus to all of you who would make that pledge of support in the amount of $100.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. There's so much to learn here. There's nothing more vulnerable, Kathy, than having to make a life choice or being faced with a life choice without information to make those choices. Mm. And that's what I felt happened this week to the American women. They really didn't understand. They didn't understand what they were facing or dealing with. They were not giving me any information on what their risks and or what really they could do about other than about the situation that Angela Jolie went through. And that's what we're here now giving you. We're giving you options. We're giving you educated options that if this is your choice, you have a choice, and you can make that choice in an educated and informed way that will enhance your life and your health. And that's the book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and that's by Dr. Christine Horner. It got the award of being the best book in medicine and nutrition and health. That's a pretty powerful book here. And it's here for you, and we're here for you, and we're asking for your support. The number to call, 516-620-3602. You do yourself a favor. You do yourself a favor in two ways. You do yourself a favor by supporting WBAI. You know, I've listened to BAI and Pacifica. if I tell you how many years, and 24/7 for so many years, and we want that available to ourselves. But you also do yourself a favor and your family a favor by learning how and understanding how to make yourself and your family healthier. You know, when we're dealing with risk factors and we're dealing with Americans and we're dealing with American children, it's very grim. But those are only risk factors that are created by what they call epigenetics, by what we do in our life, what we eat, how we sleep, how we exercise, how we move, the water we drink, the nutrients we take in. All of that can be shifted. We, you and I, and our children could have a totally different risk factor than the rest of the country. And we could do that without destroying our lives, but just bringing this into our lives. And it's a very happy thing to work together on health. It really binds a family, a very positive way of binding a family. The number to call, support WBAI, support this program, support your health, is 516-620-3602. And also, I would very much like you, when you receive this, when you receive the CD, I want your feedback. I want to hear how this made you feel in the same way that it worked with me. It empowered me. And guess what? I'm very knowledgeable. This book empowered me. Empowered me in working with my patients, empowered me in working with my family, and empowered me about myself and my own health. The number to call, 516-620-3602. We're coming to the top of the hour. We have just no procrastinating. We're here for you. We're here for you all the time. And we expect, and we deserve your support. So give us a call.
That's right. And calls are coming in, but I think we can handle another 10, 15 calls in the last 5 minutes of the program. So why don't you be that caller to initiate this last real effort, this last push in fundraising, because what we're here building is not just a healthy BAI, but we're building a healthy community, a healthy, healthy listenership. And it's really important for you to take that step, to take that positive step. You know, we all have these issues carrying around too much weight, and sometimes weight isn't even a factor. Someone could be very thin and you might think very fit, but not eating the healthy kind of diet that's going to empower them to become the warrior goddess.
Waking
the Warrior Goddess is the premium. It's a book and CD, and you can receive that by calling 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602, and make that call and show your support for WBAI. But most importantly, receive this information so that you can empower yourself, or you can share this information with the women in your lives. And even men, I think, most likely would benefit from all this information, because men have breasts and their health is also conditioned by the factors of what they put into their body.
You know, prostate cancer also is estrogen receptors. So what enhances health in breast cancer is also enhances health in prostate and colon. Very specific, direct, lateral correlation between prostate, breast, and colon. And so the information that you're getting here about turmeric, about green tea, about the mushrooms, the shiitake mushroom, and what makes them strong and how to take them, all of this information is translatable to males as well as females.
And as we, I guess we have to make room for the next program, getting set up right now. Now is your opportunity to get that last-minute call in. I know a lot of you like to wait till the end. Well, now is the time, 516-620-3602. Make a pledge of $100 for Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner. And thank you, Corrine. Do you have a final thought or a word to your audience?
I really enjoy being here with you. I enjoy sharing this information with you. I really want you to share it with your friends and family. Kathy said it. We want to make our community healthier with choices. The number to call, 516-620-3602. Support WBAI. Support your right to know and understand. Thank you. This has been a special edition of Take Charge of Your Health. And I'm Corrine Fenari, clinical nutritionist, physician assistant. Join me on my Facebook, Corrine Fenari, RPACCN, and share your thoughts. Bye-bye.
$0.33 a day. Not much, is it? Loose change. A third of a cup of coffee. It's nothing. But did you know that 33 cents a day can help WBAI stay on the air? That's all it takes. As little as 33 cents a day, $10 a month, you can be a BAI buddy. A BAI buddy is someone who signs up to make a recurring monthly donation to WBAI using either a credit card, debit card, or by electronic fund transfer from your bank account. It's safe, secure, and easy, and it helps keep our unique, alternative, and diverse programming on the air. You'll get a WBAI membership card and other goodies. Sign up online. Go to WBAI.org and click on donate. All the details are right there. The WBAI Buddy. Be one today.
Doesn't this line ever move?
Someone can't decide which donut.
I just want my 7-grain bread, that's all.
The apple pie is on sale.
The apple pie is from yesterday.
I feel like I'm from yesterday.
What is so hard about picking a donut?
Well, some people don't make snap decisions.
Flip a coin.
Or take your time. I don't mind waiting my turn.
But this isn't just waiting.
It's waiting and waiting and waiting.
I know. That's why I'm sure glad I've got my WBAI.
Be glad you've got your WBAI. Become a member online at WBAI.org.
Yo, this is Michael Franti from Spearhead, and you're listening to non-commercial radio in New York. WBAI is a place to turn to.
Peace. Oh my God. You and my mother got us living suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got us living genocide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got us living suicide singing. Oh my. My God. Oh my God.
The Pacifica Foundation is in the process of revising its bylaws, the rules under which the organization must operate. To read the actual proposed changes, visit pacifica.org. The National Board will vote on July 17, 2014, and the 5 local station delegates will vote within 60 days of that date. To be approved, each proposal must receive a majority vote of the Pacifica National Board and 3 of the 5 station delegates, a.k.a. station board members. For more information, visit pacifica.org. Hey, you want to have fun while supporting WBAI at the same time? Well, check this out. Support WBAI at the $150 level, and our friends at Tagine Fine Moroccan Cuisine will thank you with a special dinner for two. Or for a pledge of just $100, you can enjoy a belly dance lesson and a pitcher of sangria. You could do either while having a fantastic time. You can either call 212-209-2950 or pledge online. Give to WBAI.org. That's the numeral 2. Premiums are limited, and thank you once again for supporting WBAI New York, Pacifica Radio.
Brooklyn for Peace Arts and Culture Committee presents Arts and Activism, an open community forum. Monday, June 16th, 7 to 9 p.m. at The Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Panelists include filmmaker and journalist Raven Rakiot, painter, political artist, and social activist Brooke McGowan, and social activist, spoken word performer, and political rapper Professor Louie. What is the purpose of artists? Do artists create social change or only represent it in their work? Can anyone be an artist? Join us for a panel discussion followed by audience Q&A. That's Monday, June 16th, 7 to 9 p.m. at The Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. For more information, visit brooklynpeace.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special Fun Drive program. I am Christine Blasdale, and I am very happy that you're tuning in right now to listening to this wonderful radio station that we are working on trying to raise money for. The importance of this radio station and this network, sometimes we forget in the hectic day-to-day business that we do here. But this is the one place on your dial that you can tune to to hear alternative thoughts on a whole range of things, everything from public affairs and the political world, what's going on around our globe with war and the economy, also with health and nutrition and spirituality as well. And I'm very, very happy to be, you know, I've worked for this network for 11 years. And during that time, I've done so many Fund Drive programs, I cannot tell you. And I've never had the opportunity to offer what I'm going to be offering to you today. I am so very, feel honored and very blessed to be bringing you the content that I am going to be bringing you today. And great thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives, who have collected this this wonderful material and is making it available to you. We are going to be featuring this hour the wonderful voice and words and thoughts of Mr. Alan Watts. Alan Watts was a British-born philosopher, writer, and speaker, and best known as an interpreter of Eastern philosophy for a Western audience. He really brought it to the Western world. And he moved, it's very interesting, he moved to the United States in about 1938 and began a Zen training in New York. And he received a master's degree in theology, also was became an Episcopal priest, then left the ministry in 1950 and moved to California, where he joined the faculty of the American Academy of Asian Studies. And Alan Watts actually gained quite a large following in the San Francisco Bay Area while working, get this, as a volunteer programmer at a local Pacifica station, yes, KPFA, right there in Berkeley. And oh my goodness, he wrote more than 25 books. He's just an amazing individual. His work will live on and on in the Pacifica Radio Archives, who has the largest collection of his work from these programs that he did on Pacifica Radio. And we're going to be offering, I have three different levels this hour that you can participate in to support this station and this network and the archives as well. We're going to offer the complete Alan Watts collection. This is a three CD set. This is an MP3 CD set, which means that there are over 28 hours of Alan Watts. It's the complete Alan Watts collection. It spans many years, and it is available to you for a $150 pledge. So that's the $150 level. We also have at the $300 level something that I'm very, very happy that the archives are, the wonderful director of the archives, Brian DeShazer, I begged and pleaded on my hands and knees and asked if we could offer these, and he said yes. So also we have at the $300 level the history of the From the Vault. This is an 8 gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives, which of course includes the complete collection of Alan Watts, but so much more. Everything from Ray Bradbury, Alice Coltrane, John Coltrane as well, Jimi Hendrix, George Carlin, Gore Vidal, it goes on and on. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X. The content is amazing. Again, it's 342 hours for a $300 pledge. And we have this wonderful deal that if you pledge at the $300 level, you're going to get not one, but two of the 8 gigabyte jump drives. So you pledge for one, you get two, basically. And you can give that extra jump drive to a school of your choice, a university. I think it's a great, great deal. And for those of you who have the wherewithal and can pledge, at the $1,000 level, we have the Archivist Circle Pack. And that is, wow, 800 plus hours from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We're talking, you get jump drives, you get discs, you get so much. And again, you get the pledge for one, you get one free. You pledge and get the Archivist Circle Pack. We're going to give you an additional pack. And again, that is 800 hours, and that's at the $1,000 level. I want to jump into now Alan Watts, and I want you to experience, if you've never heard him before, get ready. You are going to have some ear candy right now. We're going to listen to Alan talk about the Tao and a way of life, and how talking about earning a living, but we're all struggling, right? We're all working. Sometimes work can be frustrating. Sometimes living can be frustrating. I want you to listen to the words of Alan Watts. Again, we have this available at the $150 level for 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. Take it away, Mr. Alan Watts.
I think that we have not only obviously on the surface here lost the idea that our occupations are vocations. Oh no, not everybody has. But to a very large extent, our idea of an occupation is a way of making money. And we make a very, very destructive division between work and play. We spend 8 hours or whatever it may be at work in order to earn the money to enjoy ourselves in the other 8 hours. And that is a perfectly ridiculous way of living. It's much better to be very poor indeed than to do something so stupid as boring yourself and wasting yourself for 8 hours in order to be able to enjoy yourself the other 8 hours. And the result of this, when you get this fantastic division between work and play, is that work becomes drudgery and play becomes empty. We are speaking of a conception of life, in other words, where work and play should in a way be identical. And it's interesting that Hindus, when they speak of the creation of the universe, don't call it the work of God. They call it the play of God, the Vishnu Lila, Lila meaning play. And they look upon the whole manifestation of all universes as a play, as a sport, as a kind of dance. Lila perhaps being somewhat related to our word lilt. In this superficial sense, then, we have in the West tended to lose the idea of our work, our profession, being a way in that sense. And also, furthermore, our religions tend very much to lose sight of what is meant by Dao or way in Chinese, because to a very large extent, Western religion, Christianity, or in what we might call its standard brand forms, does not quite fulfill the function that things like Buddhism and Vedanta, which is the central doctrine of Hinduism, and Taoism fulfill in Asian society. Now, mind you, these ways of I'm talking about in Asia are not followed by an enormous number of people, except in a kind of nominal, superficial way. And I'm not trying to make any vast comparisons between Asian society and Western society, and saying that the total Asian way of life is superior to ours. I don't think it is, but I don't think it's necessarily inferior either. It's just different. But the fact remains that there is an aspect of Asian religion and Asian philosophy which is very subdued in Western religion and Western philosophy. So that you might say that a way in Asia, in the sense of the Chinese Dao, is something that does not quite exist in the West in any recognized form. It does exist, yes. It exists unofficially, it exists occasionally, but it's never clearly recognized. So I want to devote this first program to going quite thoroughly into what are these ways, because this program is mainly going to be concerned with discussing the impact upon the West of these profounder aspects of the life and thought of Asia. Now, when we get introduced to some such subject, say, as Buddhism, or Vedanta, or Taoism, or Confucianism, we usually get introduced to it as a form of religion. We may have read books on comparative religion, wherein these phenomena are classed together with Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and so on. And this is really very misleading. It's almost as misleading as if you were to get a textbook on botany, on flowers, and suddenly come across a few chapters on birds. And you would think this was a rather odd classification. Well, if you know anything very much about these forms of Asian spirituality, you get the same kind of a funny shock in seeing them classed in the same type of thing as Christianity or Judaism. This is not to say, you see, that they are superior to Christianity and Judaism. They're different. They have different functions. And when we class them together as all various forms of religion, then a discussion arises as to which is the best religion for everybody, or the best one for you or for me. But I think the difference is much more subtle than that.
Oh, that was Alan Watts, and again, the way he lays it out, that is just a tiny portion of what we have in store for you. I'm going to try and play as many clips as I can from this wonderful philosopher, this bringer of Eastern philosophy to the Western world. He passed away in 1973, and we are so very lucky that the Pacifica Radio Archives has been able to digitally remaster the intimacy, too, of this. You hear in the background, you hear the cars in the background. I have some clips where you actually can hear his stomach growling because he's sitting there. He was a volunteer programmer at Pacifica. Who knows what we have amongst us, right? Who knows who we can bring into this radio station, into this network? I know that Richard Pryor also had a program on Pacifica as well at KPFA in Berkeley. And this is so worth supporting, folks. I want you to get this. I want you to get the complete Alan Watts collection. This has been digitally remastered. There is a 3-CD set. Don't be fooled by the amount of CDs. These are MP3 CDs. There are over 28 hours of Alan Watts, the complete Alan Watts